علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 192nd sermon, where there are certain discussions of prophethood that have been brought about by Imam Ali alayhi salam that are very pertinent to the discussions that we are having, especially when it comes to some of the difficulties that the believing community and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who followed him were facing at the very onset of the movement, of the prophetic movement. We reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَجْهَدَ الْعِبَادِ بَلَاءً. These people were such that they were the most overburdened among all people in terms of the tribulations that they were facing. You see, they had that spirit of struggling such that in the path of that struggle, they became receptacles of all those tribulations and those difficulties, and they took those challenges up, but they remained in the path of truth and in the path of steadfastness. So we notice that this struggle is always something that is present amongst those who wish to take this path.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, especially now that we are within the week of unity, I would like to congratulate all the Muslims of the world, of course, firstly, on the blessed days of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this week that we are celebrating right now as the week of unity. We as Muslims, all of us, are believing in the final prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe in his message, and we are all under his command and his authority. This is something to be proud of, that we, a community, a strong community of almost above 2 billion people in the world, under the banner of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We as believers, as I mentioned even in the previous session, if we get together and perform the struggle together, then there will definitely be great results. Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that these people, at the beginning of the prophetic movement, the believers of that time, they were أَضْيَقَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا حَالًا. Their material situation was the most constrained, and they were facing very many difficulties in terms of the material world. You cannot imagine how difficult the times were at that time. Of course, it was because of the oppression that was going on by the leaders and the rulers of that time. And then he goes on to say, اتخذتهم الفراعنة عبيدا. The fara'in, or the pharaohs of that time — by pharaohs we mean the oppressive, proud leaders of that time, the rulers and kings that were oppressive in nature — those people, they had taken these groups of people as slaves. The believers were forced into slavery by these oppressive leaders and rulers. Of course, that doesn't mean they were willfully their servants. The believers did not become servants of these people, but they were forced to act in a certain way by these oppressors. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. So they made them taste the most difficult of punishments. وَجَرَّعُوهُمْ الْمُرَارِ. And they made them taste, and they made them drink a lot of bitterness and bitter, let's say, drinks. Of course, this is an analogy to explain the difficulties that they were made to bear by these oppressors.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we are trying to create a picture of what situations these believers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were facing, especially at the onset of the prophetic movement. And we see that they had to face a lot of oppression. They were forced into slavery, let's say, and had to do whatever these evil doers and these evil oppressive leaders and rulers wanted them to do. And they had to go against their own, what they liked. They had to, do things that they disliked severely. وَجَرَّعُوهُمْ الْمُرَارِ. They were made to drink bitter fluids or bitter drinks. Of course, trying to show an analogy, draw an analogy that here they had to face a lot of difficulties. They had to go against their own will and do things that they disliked. فَلَمْ تَبْرَحِ الْحَالُ بِهِمْ فِي ذُلِّ الْهَلَكَةِ وَقَهْرِ الْغَلَبَةِ. And they had to continue in this state. This state of theirs continued in the state of being destroyed and being suppressed. لَا يَجِدُونَ حِيلَةً فِي امْتِنَاعٍ. They did not have any power to go against these oppressions. وَلَا سَبِيلًا إِلَى دِفَاعٍ. And they had no path towards defense. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ. But of course, they did not give in to the oppression. They were forced into slavery. That means they had to do forcibly, but they did not accept it. They always had that defensive state. They always protected themselves and tried to fight against that state. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that they are seriously being patient. جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ. When he saw that they continued to be in a state of patience, despite all of those difficulties, despite all of those problems, في محبته, in the path of Allah's love, والاحتمال للمكروه من خوفه, and they faced and they were ready to bear all those problems out of God's fear, because they knew if they did not do, then the path of Allah's anger would open up for them, or they would not be able to achieve Allah's love. جعل لهم من مضائق البلاء فرجا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about a state of goodness for them from the depths of those difficulties. Allah found a solution for them and brought about goodness and solved their problems and difficulties within those difficulties and problems. So this is how it was, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes towards those who struggle in His path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه